Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Adam Papalia, Paul Hazelby with you on this Monday night public holiday. We welcome your calls on 133 882 to get your experiences of Saturday and how you found the grand final. But the other big story today, John Townsend writing in the West Australian that the Eagles no longer want their own side in the waffle for next season. It's going to be a big change to the waffle competition yet again. It's been something that's been discussed and debated for many, many seasons. They still haven't quite got the right model for the competition yet, and he joins us on the line right now. John, thanks so much for your time. Did you expect this? Did you see it coming? It's been a point of contention, the best way forward for the alignment for the both clubs for quite some time.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's been a big issue for them for the best part of this century. Actually, it's three times they've been into an alignment with Claremont and then East Perth twice. They've had their own team and they distributed their players at times as well. So it's been a problem for them for many years. And when you ask, was I surprised? Well, halfway through the year, Craig Bozzo, the football manager at West Coast, did a press conference where he confirmed that the development of their players had been compromised by the plight of their reserve side this year. You know, for the first couple of months, they weren't competitive. They got belted a few times. And as soon as he said that their development of their players was being compromised, I think that signalled that something would change, and whether it would be to get better players in to make their reserve side more competitive or change the model completely. And it looks as though it's taken some months, but it's finally got to the point where they think perhaps for development purposes and for cost purposes as well, that it's time to try something new. So I would think that another model, one that hasn't been tried before, will be used in the future, which will see their players going to a couple of waffle clubs, and they might send out a handful of players to a couple of clubs perhaps as the best way of actually, you know, getting games and development into particularly their younger players.
So do you think they would have asked for some recruiting concessions and that may have made the difference, Springer? Because by the end of the year, they were playing some competitive footy. They had not as many injuries. We know they did go into the season with two players down, with Willy Rowley and Dan Venables as well. So do you think it's purely around development or, as you said, financial? Because to me, it doesn't make complete sense that they could have gone and asked the Waffle for some extra draft concessions or recruiting concessions.
I mean, quite possibly they have asked for some concessions and they didn't get what they wanted, or that they believe that they're not going to actually help their cause. I'm sure cost has got something to do with it. We're hearing from all our AFL clubs. They talk about things being compromised by the soft cap and that they can't do what they used to do. They've got to do more with less, but coaches and assistants, etc., having to do more. So that's certainly part of it. And maybe they're thinking that, you know, there's a couple of models considered, including getting an allocation of players from each waffle club. So maybe a fringe league player at every club could be allocated to the Eagles reserve side. I know that there was limited interest in that from waffle clubs. So maybe they had a few, you know, they had some preferred options, but they couldn't get what they were after. And consequently, they're thinking, well, you know, we've got to make the best of it. And if we can't get a reserve side on our terms, maybe we've got to try something else. And that looks as though that's where they are at the moment.
Is there any chance that a potential alignment team comes out of the woodwork? We've had Perth who have struggled in recent times, West Perth financially in recent times. Do you think there's any interest at all that could come from this?
Well, Michael Roberts, the WA Footy Commission Chief Executive, told me today that one, West Coast don't want to go back into an alignment. It didn't work for them last time and they don't want to try it again. And no waffle club is interested. East Perth they struggled with the alignment last time. They've made some money. They've got some money in the bank, but the fabric of the club was hurt by it. Perth several years ago had a constitutional change to give their members the right to veto an alignment, and it wouldn't take much, you would think, for an opposition group to actually get enough numbers to overturn an attempt by the club to do that. So that's not going to happen. West Perth are probably the only ones, but they've got money in the bank. They're going reasonably successfully. They're successful on field as well. There's There's no particular incentive for them to get involved. So I don't think that there's a Waffle Club interested. And if the Eagles aren't interested, it's just not going to happen.
So just to recap, you think that there'll be some small groups of players sent to clubs, so maybe 4-1 or 5-1 and 5-1 rather than one or two to each club?
They've made it clear they don't want to have them spread out. They want to have them in the same place, but maybe it could be two places. They average 10 Eagles-listed players in their reserve side this year. So, I mean, you would have thought with list sizes probably going to remain the same next year. And, you know, with the same number of injuries. I mean, they got hurt by injuries at times this year, but you'd think that's an ever-present issue that you're going to have, you know, somewhere between 4 and 12, you know, injuries at any one time. Their numbers are probably going to be about the same, that they're going to be looking to house about 10 players a week in the Waffle. So if that's the case, two lots of five make a bit of sense. And I think it's far more palatable for East Perth and Perth in particular. If West Coast said to them, if we give you five players every week, probably the same players, you don't want to have too much turnover. So if we give you, you know, three junior players and a couple of fringe senior players, maybe that would be palatable to those clubs. It wouldn't be in alignment. There wouldn't be a financial relationship between the clubs. They would just be providing some talent to both those clubs. And that's something that both of them have been crying out for some years. So you think it could well be a win-win for both the AFL club and the Waffle clubs.
What about local players, Springer? Will they remain with their clubs under this proposal?
No, I think they would they'd either play for West Coast at senior level, be injured and unavailable, play for the two Waffle clubs that we're talking about if this was to go ahead.
Yep.
And the other option that West Coast have flagged, and Bozzo did that midway through the year, and I think this is still on the table because they've mentioned it, is that they would send players to play at amateur level. The problem with that, though, if they're concerned about the development of their players being compromised in a Waffle team, what's it going to be like going back to an even lower level? You know, we've just seen the standard that is now the AFL League standard, which was underlined by Melbourne a few nights ago. If West Coast want to compete to that level, I can't see how there's any prospect that they can develop their players to that level by playing them at amateur level. So that just doesn't make any sense, I would have thought. But clearly they need to find somewhere to put their players. And I mean, if the model with the Waffle clubs doesn't come to pass, they've got to do something with their players. But clearly their whole operation would be compromised if they're pushing to a lower level and not trying to find a way to make it work at the second level in the state.
Just quickly before we let you go, who wins the Sandover medal tomorrow night? Give us your top five.
I think Jai Bolton will become a three-time Sandover medal winner. He's the Claremont centreman. He's been in outstanding form, and I reckon there'll be a burst of about 4 or 5 weeks midway through the year where he could get 4 or 5 consecutive best on grounds to set it up. So he'll be the first three-time Sandover medal winner since Barry Cable nearly 50 years ago. Aaron Black and Hayden Sloyd, former Sandover medal winners, will be in the top five, I reckon. Greg Clark from Suvi had a great year, breakout year. Would be surprised if he doesn't get picked up by an AFL club next year. And I reckon Bailey Rogers, another Claremont midfielder, who's sort of in Clark's boat. I mean, he's a mature player. He's been developing over 5 years at league level. He could well be picked up, you know, by an AFL club and be ready to go pretty early next year. I think he'll round it out. So it's a midfielder's medal, as it has been for quite a while now. But I reckon Bolton will do it by, he'll probably have it won by about round 18, I reckon.
Great stuff, John. Thanks very much for chatting to us tonight on Sports Day.
No worries. Cheers.
John Townsend there from the West Australian on the back of his story today about West Coast withdrawing from the Waffle and not having a standalone team next year, and Sandover tomorrow. Jai Bolton, the favourite for John, and Hall of Fame tomorrow night as well. For the first time, those two functions rolled into each other. Going to be a big night. I'm still not 100% sure why their own team doesn't work if they want to fund it. But I don't know if they do want to.
Yeah, I think that plays a part because I think they could have asked for some concessions. look, there's positives to the alignment. We know that, or the standalone. Obviously, the system's important, but they haven't been able to get the good players around them. But I think there's positives too to have players go back and get farmed out to the other clubs like it was in the past, because it builds resilience for a lot of those players that sometimes it's not easy and you don't get gifted games. You've got to earn respect from your teammates and then get in there, because there's been times in the past perhaps where, you know, a player's been farmed out to a club. It hasn't worked. That player's been playing reserves, and then the AFL clubs come over the top and got all angry, and you've got to play him. If you don't, we'll move you to another club. And they move them to another club, and guess what happens a year later? That player gets delisted. So clearly he wasn't good enough. Their recruiting wasn't good enough in the first place. So I think there's something to be said about earning your spot, working your way up, and good players are going to make it no matter what, regardless of the system, in my opinion.
133 882. Your thoughts on the waffle alignment. You'll be back with us on Sports Day in just a moment.